Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus Christ is blessing you, no matter where you're at, and no matter what you're doing. A lot of you today are probably wondering, are we going to go into the nation of Syria? Are we going to attack Syria, and what are the consequences of the American people to go into attack Syria? And what if attacking Syria could basically bring about World War III? A lot of you are thinking about that. And how does China and how does Russia get involved with that? And what's going to happen with NATO and the 28 countries with NATO? And will they continue to be our allies or will they break away? There's a lot of unsaid questions about our future. And I think today that we have to look at, where is our country heading? Where is our country heading biblically? But I'm here to tell you today that there's a problem. There's a problem because we have taken Jesus out of this nation. And once you take Jesus out of the church, and once you take Jesus out of your government, and once you take Jesus out of your schools, you're going to get more dumbed down. And when you take Jesus out of your government, it's going to get more tyrannical. And when you take Jesus out of your church, Satan is going to infiltrate it. It's pretty common sense. And when you take Jesus out of a nation, you basically take away liberty. And you take away freedom. You see, the reason why we had so much freedom in America is because we had Jesus. And without Jesus, you have no freedom. Now, I know that We're in some crazy times in America, and I know that a lot of you want to know everything that's about to happen, and you wonder what's going to happen, and it looks like that America's about to go into Syria, and if we do go into Syria, it's possible that Russia could bring about nuclear war, and oh my gosh, it looks like I don't know how to handle all this, but I'm here to tell you that Jesus is Lord. And I don't have all the answers to the book of Revelations, and I'm not claiming I do, and I think the book of Revelations is a very unique book, but I'm a little bit concerned about all these Bible prophecies and all these pastors who think they have all the answers, why America is losing their constitution, why America is losing their Bill of Rights, why America is losing their whole moral fabric, and why America is going down, and why nobody seems to be married anymore, and nobody seems to love peace anymore. Once again, I want to tell you the reason why America seems to be going into so much war is because we have taken the Prince of Peace out. And when you take the Prince of Peace out of your church, you're going to bring in a satanic church. Why do you think there's so many churches today are vacant? Nobody wants to go to your church because you just want their money. People are seeking liberty today. People are seeking Jesus. They want to know the truth. And the truth of the matter is, we've been living a lie for a long time. And it's time to wake up and go back to Jesus, the freedom of Christ. Oh, come on, somebody. You all look good. You all look pretty. But you think you have all the answers. The truth of the matter is, you don't have all the answers. But I'm here to tell you, we're in a spiritual war of good and evil. There's a lot of evil that's infiltrated in this country because you have allowed it to come in, because you have taken Jesus out. Oh, come on, somebody. If you want to stir up a conversation, just say the name of Jesus. I went to a church and it seemed to me that the pastor had a difficult time saying the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but the church didn't even have a picture of Jesus on the wall. It didn't even have a cross. Oh, come on, somebody. We got to get back to the symbolisms of Christ. We got to get back to Jesus. But I don't know about you today, but I have to say, when you turn to Revelation, now I don't have all the answers, but it looks to me like there is some kind of judgment going on to these seven churches. And I think the book of Revelation started out with the churches, when we have the church of Ephesus, and we go into the church of Smyrna, and the church of Pergamum, and the church of Thyatira, and the church of Sardis, and Philadelphia, and Laodicea. When you see all these different churches, it starts out with, in chapter 1, verse 3, I think the problem here, some say this is not prophetic, but I'm here to tell you, I think what happened is the church became corrupt, and I think this is the beginning of the end times when the church becomes corrupt. And I have to tell you today, the churches of America are becoming really corrupt. You want to know why? Because they no longer say the name of Jesus. You want to know why? Because they're worldly. You want to know why? They don't care about you. They care about money. They want the big business. They want the next big church. Oh, come on, somebody. But we need to understand today. But the church is responsible for this society. If the church ain't standing up, if it's not standing up for truth anymore, if the church is not standing up for your constitution, if the church is not standing up for the Bill of Rights, if the church is not standing up for the freedoms of America, if the church is not standing up for Jesus anymore, no, the church ain't standing up for Jesus anymore. The church wants to shake the hand of Hitler. The church wants to bow down to evil and tyranny. I hope today, church, that you'll realize how important Jesus is. Oh, come on, somebody, all you pastors, there's too many pastors. Why America's going down? How come we have millions of churches and we're losing our constitution and freedoms? I'll tell you why. If you have a society with over a million churches and you're losing your constitution and you're losing your Bill of Rights and you're losing your freedom and you're losing your moral fabric, it's because the church church is no longer standing up for Jesus. I don't know about you, but the Bible says about the church of Laodicea. These are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you're lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. You say, I'm rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from the gold refined in the fire, so you can become rich, and white clothes and to wear, so that you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put in your eyes so you can see. You see, the church is here. God warned before this one world government system is starting to put in place. There's a warning on the church. The church is going to become super, super evil. And it's saying you're going to claim that you are a rich church because you don't need a thing. That you have these huge, big church buildings. Oh, come on, somebody. But it's saying you're either hot nor cold. You just speak enough to bring people in. You just speak enough to get people the numbers in. But you're not hot. You're not cold. You're not standing up against evil or corruption. And God says, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. You can't continue to preach like you preach. You can't continue to act like nothing's going on. All you got to do is look around, America. We're in some deep, 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 deep trouble. And I'm afraid if we go into Syria, there is absolutely no turning back. I can't tell you what's going to happen on the other side. I know there could be the beginning or the birth pains of World War III, but I don't have all the answers for you. But I do know a one world global system will be put in place. Oh my gosh, and I wonder where America's gonna fall in that. Oh, you ain't listening to me because you look so pretty. You think you're better than everybody else because you give more, tithe more. And don't you know that tithing has always been a heart issue? You gotta keep it in the heart. America was once a great country because we had a heart. We had creativity. We had the willingness to succeed. We wanted to be the best. And the only way to be the best is to have Jesus. But here the Bible says this. It says, you say I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. I don't know about you, but America are a bunch of peacocks claiming that they're rich and that somehow the churches of America are rich. But what does the Bible say? It says, no, you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. God is telling the churches of America, I believe, and this is a church that's neither hot nor cold. It's a big, wealthy church. It's a church with people who have a lot of money. It's a church with people who own the church boards. It's a church that claims it's rich and wealthy. And God says, I'm not looking at your architecture. I'm not looking at the wealth of the church. You've become pitiful. You've become poor, blind, and naked. You're neither hot nor cold. You are pathetic. Yes, Revelation starts out with the seven councils of the church. And I'm here to tell you today that I think the church is somewhat responsible for if we go into World War III. The church has to be somewhat responsible for what happened during the Holocaust. Come on, somebody. It was pretty sick when you see a pastor shaking the hand of Hitler. You might as well just shake the hand of Satan. Oh, come on, somebody. The church loves Satan today. The church is allowing Satan on the pulpit. You're not hearing me today. When the government becomes very tyrannical, when the government wants to take a side with Satan, oh, come on, somebody. When you have become so evil and you want to stand here and preach to me, but I'm here to tell you today that you can't even say the name of Jesus on the pulpit because you are afraid. You are afraid to even say the name of Jesus, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm preaching to someone today. You cannot take the side of Satan. Oh, I believe today that the church has taken the side of Satan today. The church loves Satan. And I'm here to tell you, it's infiltrated into the government. Our government now takes the side of evil. And we are in some deep, deep trouble. And if we go to war with Syria today, there might not be no turning back. I can't tell you what's going to happen. But I got some really concerns for my nation. There's a big concern for my country. There's a huge concern for America. And the reason why you're about to go to war, if America strikes Syria, we are at the point of no return. And I hope you realize that when we strike Syria, we are at the point of no return. Now I know some of you want to take Isaiah 17 and you want to go into Jeremiah chapter 49, but I'm here to tell you that Damascus, there's something to do with Damascus, and it's a very spiritual town, and these Christians go back way, way time. And I'm telling you today that a lot of Christians in Syria are going to be, they're being murdered today and beheaded, and churches are being destroyed. And Damascus was the same place where the Apostle Paul was knocked off his horse and on the road to Damascus. So we know this is very biblical. If America strikes Syria, we are at the point of no return. But you know, when we talk about Bible World War III, we're talking about Bible prophecy. And we talk about Bible prophecy, everyone seems to have their own view of Bible prophecy. Some views come from the pre-trib, the post-trib views. And every pastor of every church across America thinks that they have the correct view. But I think if we're honest with ourselves, nobody really knows what is going to happen in the future. And nobody really knows how bad World War III, which leading up to the Antichrist and the one world government system, is really going to be. So you can guess all you want. And you can try to articulate it all you want. But the truth of the matter is nobody really knows how and when World War III is going to happen. But I believe the Bible gives us a glimpse. And I believe today if America strikes Syria, we are at the point of no return. And I believe that the church is mainly to blame. Because the church no longer stands up for truth. The church no longer stands up for Jesus. And I believe today that the church has got to stop arguing with everybody and has to come together for one purpose, and that's to bring Jesus back to America. And if because we have taken Jesus out. Without Jesus, we have no hope. Without Jesus, we have no future. Without Jesus, we have no constitution. I was told by one member of a church, he said, I don't care about the Constitution because I got Jesus' Constitution. I about threw up. If you cared about Jesus, you would care about your nation. You would care about your country and you would care about your church and your freedom. And I believe today why a lot of churches are not prospering is because people today are hungry for freedom. People are really hungry for truth. People want to tear everybody down. People want to hate you for this. People want to hate you for that. People want to get one up on you. People want to say they're better than you. People want to say they're more educated than you. People just want to look down on you. This is the American culture. Americans want to put other Americans down. Will they go out of their way to help everybody else except themselves? Come on, somebody. I'm not against missions. What I'm against when most churches today are going out of their way to help every other country except their own. Come on, somebody. We need to go back to what the Bible says. You need to first help your own. If you neglect your own family, you're like an infidel. Come on, somebody. You need to take care of your own first. Oh, I don't know about you today, but we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Yes, a lot of you are worried about strikes in Syria, and we are at that point of no return. We are at that point of no return. And I have to be honest, as I've studied the book of Revelations, I still cannot figure it out. I still don't have all the answers. I still have not figured it out chronologically. I still don't know. So I'm not up here telling you what's exactly going to happen. It could be more. It could be even worse than what's about to happen. But according to Revelation chapter 8, verse 7, it says, when the first angel sounds the trumpet, there's going to come hail and fire mixed with blood, and it will hurl down on earth, and a third of the earth will burn up. It says, one third of the earth will burn up, and a third of the trees will burn up, and all the green grass will burn up. So one out of every tree will burn down. Yes. One out of every tree across the world will be burned up. I don't know who's going to be doing the burning. I can't tell you if it's going to be the sun. I can't tell you if it's going to be nuclear weapons. I don't know. But the second, and I can't tell you if when the trumpet sounds, is it when Jesus returns? Or is this part of World War III? I don't know. The second angel sounded the trumpet, and something like a huge mountain all ablaze has thrown into the sea. The third of the sea is going to turn into the blood, and all third of the living creatures in the sea died. Yes. So not only is the one third of the trees are going to be burned up, but one third of the oceans, all the animals in the oceans, and all the ships on the sea are all going to be destroyed. And then the third angel sounded his trumpet, and a great star blazing like a torch fell from the sky on the third of the rivers and on the springs of the water. The name of the star is Wormwood. The third of the waters turned bitter, and many people died from the waters that had become bitter. So we know in Revelation chapter 8 that there's going to be no water to drink because all the water is going to be disgusted. And people are going to die of thirst. A lot of people say that World War III is going to be a nuclear war, and it could very well possibly be. And as here it says in Revelation chapter 8, the fourth angel sounded his trumpet, and the third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and the third of the stars, so the third of them turned dark, the third of the day was without light, and also a third of the night. What is going on with one third? It looks like one out of every three people will die. One out of every three tree will die. One out of every third fish will die. One out of every third stars will fall. I mean, what the heck is going on? And the Bible continues to say, as I watched and heard an eagle that was flying in midair, calling out in a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the trumpet blast about to be sounded by the other three angels." Revelation is a very, very difficult book to understand. And I don't care. You can talk to any pastor. He might think he has the answers. But I would question him if he really knows. We do, however, know that there will be a one-world government system. And we do know there will be a one-world religious system. And we do know the Antichrist will come to play. And we do know a lot of Christians who believe in the pre-trib view, when the Antichrist comes, he's going to believe that the Antichrist is actually Christ. And so they will be deceived. We do know that. We do know that there will be a seven-year tribulation. And we do know that there will be these two witnesses, and they will be prophesying. The Bible says they'll be prophesying for 1,260 days. It's about 3.5 years. We do know that they will be killed in 3 days after they have testified. They'll be resurrected, and we do know that Christ is coming back. And when he comes back, he's coming back on a white horse. But do we really know? When you look at the Bible in chronological order, they've been saying that Christ has been coming back every 100 years, every century. But I'm afraid to tell you, if America strikes Syria, we are at the point of no return. I believe it's the beginning, folks. It possibly is the beginning. It could be just another war. It could be just another war like the Vietnam War. It could be just another war. But I believe we're at the beginning of something. Something's brewing. We can feel it in our heart and soul. We can feel something about to go down. It looks like that people are waiting for World War III. And if you want it, you're going to get it. I personally don't want it. I personally want to live in peace. I personally think we need Jesus back so we can live in peace. I personally think peace is the way. I think I would like to have peace in my country. I would like us to bring peace back to America. And I know today that we need Jesus. And without Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace, there will be no peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. But you see, when you take out peace, then you automatically have war. And it looks like we're about to go to another war, America. When you take Jesus out, you're going to have war. And I'm here to tell you, I believe that this time, when you want to be a bully, and if you're acting like a bully, you're going to one day get your butt kicked. If you act like a bully to everybody around you, one day you're going to get your butt kicked. And I'm worried. And I think America has been acting like a bully. And I think today, and I'm here to tell you, one day we're going to get our butts kicked. And I want to warn you today that Jesus says we need to humble ourselves. We not only need to humble ourselves before our families, we need to humble ourselves before the world, America. And when we had Jesus in this nation, we were somewhat humble. We have become very arrogant. We have taken the side of Satan. Our churches love Satan today. Our churches, our government has taken the side of evil. And I'm here to tell you that America is following Satan today. Churches is following Satan. And I'm afraid if we go to war with Syria, there's going to be no turning back. And I believe today the churches are to blame. Because they have allowed Jesus to be taken out. All churches now are suffering. Nobody wants to go to church anymore. Nobody cares anymore. We have too many pastors. And it becomes all about money. And I wish today that the church would go back to the grass. People sit on grass. Just sit on the grass. And preach to people from your lawns. That's where we need to go. We need to stop making church a money business and start making it a truth business. We need to stop making church a place to be a social whorehouse and a place that takes marriage and the sanctity and the covenant of marriage very serious. But I'm here to tell you today, we possibly could be on the brink of World War III. And I do know, according to the Bible, it says one-third seems to be the biblical number. That's one out of every three people will die. I personally don't want to be that one out of every three people, and I don't think you want to be either. And the only way to get America back to the shape is to make sure it's spiritually sound. And the only way to become spiritually sound is to bring Jesus in. And to put the name of Jesus back. Jesus is the name that we need. Jesus gives us freedom. Jesus gives us apple pie. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. Yes, Jesus walked on water. We need to be like Jesus and tell these foxes that America wants to be free. I want freedom in my nation. I want freedom in this country. when they've put in the RFID chips, biometric scanners, 3D body scanners. When you can't go out on the street without some camera watching you, when we're being spied on everything we do, we no longer have privacy. There's no more freedom in this nation. Our freedom's being taken away. And the reason why our freedom's being taken away is because we have taken the source of freedom away. And if you take the source of freedom away, who is Jesus, then you might as well take your freedom away. I'm here to tell you, if America strikes Syria, we are at the point of no return. We are at the point of no return, folks, and it is coming sooner, and we are here. And if there's any time to pray to Jesus, it's now. And if it's any time to put Jesus back on your church, it's now. And if it's any time to get in your Bible and ask for forgiveness and repentance, it's now, church. Because, church, you have been like Laodicea. You thought you were rich. You thought you were wealthy. And our God says you're pitiful. You say you don't need a thing because you've acquired a lot of wealth, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 3. It says, I'm going to spit you out. You're neither hot nor cold. And you do not realize that you're wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. He says, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire. You see, church, you've been all about money. And that's why a lot of you pastors, you want to go overseas because you feel better, because you know people that go to that church just came out of hard times, has been refined by the fire. Nobody in America is being refined by the fire anymore. You know, nobody wants to know. Everybody just wants things, and they want things given to them. They don't want to work hard anymore. They want to be refined by the fire hardship. You see, back 100 years ago, America used to go through hardships. I am not telling you I remotely even understand the book of Revelation, but I do believe that when Jesus comes back on the white horse to take his saints, it's going to be miraculous. And I do know that there's going to be a one world government system. And I do know that many Christians will sell out to that. Many Christians will follow the beast. Many Christians are following the beast today. Many Christians will take the mark. And I do know that some Christians will be beheaded for the cause of Christ, as it says in Revelation. But I will tell you, I don't know everything. And I know you don't know everything. And you can act like you know it all, but you don't know it all. And when you come to the point that you say, I don't know it all, even though I think knowledge is good, but we can't fathom what's about to come our way. We can't even fathom. And I believe today, if we go in and strike Syria, we are at the point of no return. If we go and strike Syria, we are at the point of no return. And we really need Jesus back in America. We need Jesus back in America, folks. We need Jesus back in our church, folks. We need Jesus back in our hearts. We need Jesus back in our marriage. We need Jesus like we've never needed him before. If you are a pastor listening to this, I want to plead with you to put Jesus back on your walls. And if you are a minister, I want you to put Jesus back, not only in your heart. America, if we go to war with Syria, there's no turning back. There's no turning back. There is no turning back.